Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So they're getting a divorce because hubby couldn't keep it in his pants.
And they've been trying to keep it a secret, especially from the church, and it looked like that was going to explode over the weekend.
Yeah, her husband's been cheating on her, so that's why they're divorcing. They both come from conservative Christian backgrounds, and, you know, it's very taboo to get divorced in that community. And they both have a really great relationship with both of their parents. And their parents are also really good friends with each other. They all go to church together. So now she wants to know what she should do when she announces the divorce, because she's like, they're probably going to want to know why. So she's thinking, you know, I want to protect him. But at the same time, if I don't reveal the reason, are they going to think that I'm actually the one in the fault? Are they going to think that I'm the one that's cheating? So she wants to know, should their parents know the actual reason, or should she do what she thought she should do at the first place and protect their relationship and not say anything about the reason why they're divorcing?
You know, and I said this on Friday also, that people love to judge. Of course not in the church, but people love to judge. And once she starts hearing these rumors that are going around that maybe she was the one cheating or she's responsible for the divorce, it was going to be really difficult for her ego to keep her mouth shut. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
After hearing all your different opinions and advice, I made a decision that I believe is the right one for me. I've decided that I don't owe him any protection. It hit me that he didn't protect me when he cheated, so why should I jeopardize my own reputation to shield him now? So I decided to be transparent with my parents. I not only informed them about our divorce, but also laid out all the details about why it's happening. I spilled everything. Fortunately, they were incredibly supportive and understanding. The silver lining in all of this is that my parents have my back. They've promised to squash any rumors that might circulate at church or within their friend group. That even includes my husband's own parents. An even bigger bonus, they even offered to help financially with my attorney fees. As of now, he doesn't know I told anyone anything, but honestly, I don't feel any obligation toward him. I'm not going to be dictated by his timeline for this divorce. It's time for me to prioritize my own well-being. Anyhow, thanks for the help.
What do you got?
Can't be mad at it. I mean, I agree with what she said. At the end of the day, it was completely her decision on how she wanted to handle it. I personally would have went the privacy route because that's just me. But she doesn't owe him anything because, yeah, he didn't protect her when he cheated. So at the end of the day, if she chooses to be honest and transparent, I see nothing wrong with it. More power to her.
Yeah, I mean, all she did was tell the truth. And for me, this isn't something that I could keep from my parents, because if my husband's cheating on me, I want to talk to somebody about it. And because I have a good relationship with my mom, I would want to be able to talk to her about what I'm going through. And, you know, people can't help you if they don't know what you're going through. So I think she did the right decision, A, for her conscience, knowing that the rumors aren't going to be circulating around the church. But also, now she has somebody who can walk alongside her through this healing journey.
Yeah, it's a painful process. And so you have to do what's going to be best for you to help you get through that. And that was her, you know, confiding into her parents and having their support from an emotional, mental, and financial standpoint. And she's right. I mean, she doesn't owe him any protection. If he doesn't, you know, if he didn't want people talking about him going outside his marriage, then maybe he shouldn't have gone outside his marriage.
So as I was reading this, I was totally agreeing with you guys, but I wonder if your opinion changes if they have kids, because it would for me.
You don't even feel like you should tell the parents or anyone just in case it could potentially get back to the kids?
I think I have to know my parents enough to know that they can keep a family secret. Mm-hmm. But if I have kids, I don't want that getting back to my kids. what happened. And I don't want anybody talking poorly about my ex if we've got kids involved. I mean, it does change things for me.
No, it changes things for me too. I feel the exact same way.
I'm going the privacy route either way. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't want the nasty details of my relationship to be like people's form of entertainment at any point, mm-hmm. regardless of if it were me or my partner.
I mean, for me, it doesn't change anything with regards to the parents. I would tell my mom or my dad either way, but I think it would change how I would talk about it within our community. Because, like, if you have kids, they probably go to Sunday school at that mm-hmm. church, and then you never know what's going to trickle down. So for me, I would still be honest with the parents because, I mean, that's family, but within friends or within any kind of community where it could get back to my kids, I would absolutely be locked in and not say anything.
Like, you know who the people are in your life that can keep a secret, yes. or not, right? And think about this, like, if the parents are part of the church too, and they hear these rumors about the family breaking up, are they going to be the ones to cave in and go, "Wasn't my daughter? The infidelity didn't come from her." Or do you have to keep it totally safe?
My parents are going to defend my honor.
Yeah,
for sure,
100%.
Yeah, they're saying something for sure.
Mm-hmm. The Burt Show.